proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you. In the studio today, we have Miss Leah Huguenin, who is a teacher at Berean Academy in Hickson, Tennessee. Welcome to the studio, Leah.
Hello.
Well, Leah, we've been talking about Holocaust education, and on our last program, we talked about why we should do it and even giving some advice and encouragement to those who maybe want to pursue this or educate others with this, and I think it's definitely needful, especially with the rise of anti-Semitism and forgetfulness about the Holocaust. But as your students study the Holocaust through literature, history, and other resources, what is some of the goals that you have for them as they do their studies?
I'd like them to see that anti-Semitism still occurs. I'd like them to understand that what can happen to the Jews can happen to any people. It's not something that's isolated, and that they should learn to love one another. I'd like them to really think about the process that got us to that place, and that to be aware that within themselves they need to trust God, and they need to eliminate this hatred that they might have just because a person looks different or has a different religious belief, etc. We can't witness to somebody if we hate them. And we can't, a student can't really share the gospel if they have this barrier between them and the person they're sharing the gospel with just because they have a different belief system or they have a different relationship with other people. They have to be able to understand that.
Those are definitely some good thoughts. And one of the things that your students have done is reading the book Night. It was written by Elie Wiesel, who is a Nobel laureate, and he was a survivor of Auschwitz. A powerful memoir that he wrote. But other than that, what are some things that you have your students do as well? We have, of course, a Holocaust Education Day that we do together here at IBJM to help solidify some of that. But what are some other practical things that you do to help the students understand more about the Holocaust?
My mother several years ago gave me a little book. I think it's called The Terrible Things. It's an allegory of the Holocaust. And I begin the unit with that. It's about forced animals. And they are just in the forest, and the terrible things come, and they want the things with feathers, and the little rabbit is concerned, and the older rabbit is, don't worry about them, we're okay, and then eventually only the little rabbit is left, and it's a great allegory to begin. Then I kind of lighten it up with the story of the writers of Curious George, who were Jewish and ended up with Brazilian citizenship. And we talk about how, had the Holocaust continued, we would have never had Curious George. And I know that's light and airy, and that's something for children, but I think it kind of breaks that. There's a Holocaust curriculum, I think, from New York that I have pulled some articles about the milk cans and the ghettos and those things. And then as they do their research paper, and then as they end the unit, I have them do a reflective artwork, and it's just how they internalized and what was important to them as they finished up the unit. And then we display that art on the wall so that the other classes can see it as well.
Well, that's terrific, and I've definitely seen some of the products of the students that they've done over the years. Definitely impressed by what they have learned. What's one thing that you're wanting those students to come away with, the one goal you have from this unit?
To love the Jewish people.
Hmm.
I want them to love the Jewish people. I want them to know that God loves the Jewish people, and I want the Jewish people to come to the Messiah. And I think that if my students understand that, I want them to have that same love as well.
Hmm. That's powerful. That's really the answer to the Holocaust, is the gospel. Well, again, we've been having the pleasure of having Miss Leah Huguenin. She's a teacher at Berean Academy in Hickson, Tennessee, as we've been talking about the goals of Holocaust education. By the way, I did want to mention that IBJM does have a special Holocaust Education Day. That'll be on Friday, on March 20th of 2020. Contact us here at IBJM.org for more information about that. Again, it's been a delight to have you here, Ms. Leah.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.